The vote pairing chaos in Sweden's parliament looks set to continue after the parties met with the speaker today. There was no deal, they said, after the group leaders of all eight parties spent an hour in talks with the speaker this morning. Vote pairing's an agreement between the parties that keeps the balance of power the same even when some Swedish MPs are absent. If one party has an MP who can't be there, an MP from another party on the other side agrees not to vote, so it evens out. But last week, the Sweden Democrats ignored that deal and called in two MPs who were supposed to be paired off to avoid losing a vote on tougher citizenship rules, and that's led to the pairing system's collapse. Inflation in Sweden in April was at minus 0.1%. That's down from plus 0.5% in March, according to Sweden's official statistics agency, Statistics Sweden. Preliminary figures for the month suggest one main reason is that the recent cut in food VAT is having a bigger effect, pulling inflation down. Statistics Sweden says food prices fell 5.5% from March to April, which is a larger drop than expected. And finally, earlier today, the Swedish Council for Higher Education published the educational material for people who want to prepare for the civics test that will soon be part of the requirement for Swedish citizenship once the test itself is ready, which the government hopes will be in August. We've gone through it. If you want to hear more about what will be in the test, head to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio, to hear more. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.